The Forgotten Kingdom, The Tragedy of the Cathars. The Forgotten Kingdom refers first of all to the Cathars' cherished Kingdom of God or Kingdom of Heaven, which is promised to all good Christians after the second coming of Christ. But in this present project by Jordi Savall, it also recalls the forgotten kingdom of Occitania, the Provincia Narbonensis, a land of ancient civilization on which the Romans made their mark, and which Dante described as the country where the Languedoc is spoken. From ancient times until the Middle Ages, Occitania was a territory that was open to all kinds of influences and whose borders were permeable to different peoples and ideas, a fragile crucible which blended knowledge, music, poetry, from learned and sophisticated Al-Andalus to the south, as well as from France and Europe to the north, and from Italy and the Balkans and the exotic world Byzantium to the east. All these varied influences made it one of the most active centers of Romance culture, a country with an intense intellectual activity and a degree of tolerance that was for the medieval period quite rare. It's not surprising that the Udri love of the Arabs should have inspired the poetry and the fin d'amour of the trobarites and troubadours. Nor is it surprising that the Kabbalah should have sprung out of its Jewish communities. Similarly, it's not strange that the Christians of Occitania should have proposed and discussed different ecclesiastical models, that of the bonhomme or Catharism and that of the Catholic clergy. This program is dedicated to my dear friends, my Franco-Mexican family, Jerome Monet, Veronique Dara, Paula and Hugo Monet, who might be listening somewhere in France. This is for you, my friends. Coming up, it's a conversation with Jordi Savall about the Forgotten Kingdom, the Cathar tragedy. Tell us about how you go about working on a project. What was, for example, besides the anniversary, the 800th anniversary of this tragedy of the Cathars? What starts a project for you? What gets you going, inspired to keep working?
Well, very simple. In the first line, the possibility to have interesting music. If a project it's historically interesting but you don't have music, it's very difficult to do. And the first thing we have to see how the musical examples of this type existing or not, and what its possibilities. But we are working with the troubadour repertory from 35 years. We have started already to work in troubadours and troubadites in the 70s when we started with the Montserrat Figueres and Hesperion. And the first recording one of the first recordings we produced for EMI Reflex Collection was the Cansos de Troubadites, songs of the women troubadours. And from this time, we have always been working on the troubadours, bringing some songs in the specific programs. But what have us moved to do this big project was the when we realized how was the situation of this time. We started to look about this context of the crusade again, but then we learned so many things they are really not know at all. And I think it's very important to remember these important moments of the music, of the history, the human history, especially if we can do this with musicians, poets, and people from the time. They are the direct testimonies from this historical moment.
Thank you.
One thing that's very fascinating about this project, Le Rire Mobilier, is the location of where it takes place. I have been to Languedoc. I've been to Le Corbière in southern France. And this touched me closely because friends of ours from France who lived in Toulouse at the time took us on a journey explaining to us the history of Occitan and the Cathars. Is one of your... are you hoping that when people listen to this, you are going to place them in that situation, in a location, in the place where this was, take them back? Are you trying to take them back to the period?
Well, I think maybe not to take back physically, but certainly in the spirit, we can feel what they have suffered, what they have enjoyed. I think music together with history, with all these elements we have to hear in these books with CDs, it's a fantastic time machine. It's a perfect way to travel on the time and the space, because all this, if you listen to all this music and read all these texts, it's like if you make a travel to this time, because you will not only be there intellectually, but you will listen to the songs and feel the emotion of these songs. You know, they are direct persons, poets and musicians. They have been suffering from this and enjoy or make critics. And this is something who arrives to us as with persons they have been making this experience at the moment, precise. For this reason, you have so many pieces, many songs and music that they have the day, the month, and the year. The music, it's very explicit, sometimes composed after the death from one specific person, after the destruction of a city, or before a very important battle. You have very, very exactly location of the sounds and the music. Then mix the possibility to do a long history with this reality, you know, reality. But something you make the reality much more powerful, because it's a mix of facts and art, emotion, and concrete things. You know, when all these things are mixed together, then you are there.
Son alla spasa, ecco. sono peser destri e amalmis che trastoz los ausidron nolor podo farpi. Et ut cels dus isian, celmos tierce sonimis, che nos pot grandir croz, aut arni crucifis. E los clers ausisian, lifos ribaut mendis, e femna Cephas, cancnucu junicis. Deus res epianas almas, sil placen paradis. Maestan ferra amor, et amsa radinis, nos cuncetemus maita, nicomas vos entis.
Film, the most important art of the 20th century, arguably, or one of the most important arts of the 20th century, has not really given any attention to the story of the of Occitan, of the Cathars.
But I think this will be a fantastic subject for a marvelous film. If a great filmmaker will take a subject like this, it will be something fantastic. But I think, again, it's the reason there's no one French filmmaker has to a film about this, because it's still now, it's a taboo. Would you say it's something the people are very careful, because it's a moment of the French history where nobody like to remember, because the French has helped the Romans to destroy the Occitanie, and this is not a very nice a fact, you know. And this, I think the reason also because Occitanie is still today very sad about all this is because no one simple time the official government of France has take attention to this. And also I know from friends in Occitanie they have sent in the last year several requests to the popes in Rome to do a jest of sorry about this history. Never they have become an answer. Still. And this, I think, it's incredible. I mean, Rome, the Christian church from Rome, has made a persecution during 100 years and killed a lot of innocents only because they have think the Christianity in another way. And burned it systematically, and nobody from the church is able to say sorry, it was not correct. And this is it's really hard to believe. And when you talk with people from Carcassonne, from Toulouse, people they are his families they are connected to this ancient times. Many villages they have people they have the same name that you can find in the 12th, 13th century. These people are direct descendants from these families. And these people, still today, they remember this. And I think this project was a little bit also, no, very essentially to say we respect this history, and we respect the people that are suffering, and to remember the memory is something. I think it's an essential element of respect to this forgotten kingdom and forgotten people.
You're listening to 90.7 FM, KPFK Los Angeles, in a conversation with musician Jordi Savall about his latest project, The Forgotten Kingdom, The Cathar Tragedy.
Que Dios maldía quan no vencias la folía e cades tan vergognos non calpus aperto dia parage sen revenria que esperdes tos aemest nos que nesas noi conosc via. Et os pes me caeria, et astas habes pedos, dicemo es mais pes gambos, escenas de maltadia, et ens mi sona tumbia, es ens li francesemos, et es es quas meis poidia, haber de cabanaeria, che nostra rasos crepe danza pesnivia vos cos marques de bonaire el canto de nedonan vos restauras noble uman patras cobras matre paire.
Let's talk a little bit about the music. I'm always really impressed by the different collaborators that you bring into your project. This particular project brings musicians from every corner of the region. You have folks from Eastern Europe, from Turkey, from North Africa, from Yair Dalal, who's from Jerusalem.
Yeah, this is also what is really important in these historical projects, because the reality is that is there are moments of the history where people live in his cities, in his work, in his commercial relations, but they are in contact with the whole world. I mean, it's the contact between Al-Andalus, between the Jewish people, between the Bulgars, between Istanbul, between North Africa, because it was a moment of the moment which this Mediterranean was a real Mare Nostrum, you know, a sea which people communicate. And I think it's very important in these projects to show how these influences can be part of the life and part of the history. And because the relation from the Bulgar Hebrew was the Bogomil, was the official Qatar religion from this country. And also because in Istanbul, before arriving the Ottomans, many of these heretics, it was having very, very much importance. They have been in contact with Italy and with Occitania. Then we have created all these different musical contexts to show also the richness of this period.
talk about how the tradition of the troubadours appears in this recording, because you incorporate poetry.
Yeah, we start bringing the examples of the first poets of this time, and I think it's important to show how was the implication of the troubadours in the history. But I think the what is important to show that's on this time, not only men but also women. Beatrice de Dia was a very important troubadour, but troubadours like Pierre Vidal, like Raymond de Miraval, and the first special, Guillaume de Petieux, was one of the first troubadours of this time. And also very many texts, musical melodies, which are anonymous, but from the principal sources was Guillaume de Tudela, which is the poet who writes the whole chanson de la croisade. The whole croisade it makes in a poem. It's like in a poetical version. It explains every day, every moment, in a beautiful language. And what we have do is we have take some different moments of this beautiful poem and look on the music of the troubadours and found the melodical moments they can be sing with this music. And with that, this is called contrafacta. It was a system very usual at this time, because from the 2,500 songs of the troubadours, there are only 250 melodies existing. It was very peculiar from this art. They have sometimes composed a poem, and they have said, well, this poem goes with the music from this other song. You know, they use the melodies that everybody knows sometimes to create a new text. And everybody knows, because this text has a specific rhythmical structure, this was able to be sung with the song from another very popular song. Yeah? And one of the difficult work was to found these relations. And because it was very important text, it's existing with our music, and we have found the music corresponding to the text.
So it's not as easy as just, let's see how this works with this poem. Yeah. You really want to make sure that the poetry matches the music in the historical way.
Yeah, in the historical and emotional way also. In the literary, because the music has to have the same rhythmical structure, but also the same character.
You're listening to 90.7 FM, KPFK Los Angeles. It's a conversation with musician Jordi Savall about his latest project called The Forgotten Kingdom, The Cathar Tragedy.
Et les seis programmes. Castellina, quiero después ver que se recastelláis, que ver un verde de mar y
one point that you make in this in the text and also in the music, that Occitan was the mirror image of Al-Andalus. Three different cultures lived, both religious, Christian, Jewish, Muslim.
And the golden age of the Andalus was one moment of great tolerance and creativity. And the art of poetry, Oudry, from the Andalus, was inspiring the songs of the troubadours. But also, Occitanie has been received all the Jewish people when the Andalus changed the situation and arrives the Berbers, and this the society was less tolerant. The Jewish people, many of them, they can go to the universities and to Occitanie, because Occitanie was one of the most tolerant kingdoms of Europe in this time. It's the reason also why the Cathars has developed so much in Occitanie, because the nobles in these cities, they have been very open to and they respect the decisions of every person. This is why also when the war start, when the Crusades arrived to Béziers, all the Christian troops asked the city to give them 255 supposed heretics.
The Cathars.
Cathars. And the council of the city has refused, because they say, well, these people, they have to do anything wrong. They simply believe in Christian in another way, but it's no, they have see, we don't see any reason to give these people to the soldiers, because they will kill them. And this was the reason to make the destruction from the city and kill 20,000 people, children, women, priests, burned in the churches, a terrible tragedy. And this terrible phrase from the chef of the Crusades, when a soldier asked him how we make the difference from the Christians to the heretics, and he says, "Kill everybody, God will make the difference." You know, this is it's something which happens in all the wars in the world, in all the times and all the world. But this coming from a Christian army, it's a special. Terrible, I think.
It's especially painful because, and it is my understanding, because when this crusade against the Albigensians in southern Occitanie happened, it is also the beginning of the culture of the Inquisition, yeah, by the Catholic Church.
Yes, the Inquisition was invented against the heretics. They established a very extremely efficient system. Every inquisitor was moving from one village to another with a torturador, with the man who forced the supposed heretical with torture, and the person who writes all the texts from the declarations, three. But every inquisitor was only affected to a specific area only 6 months in order to avoid having contacts and become a little more human. You know, they was very well organized to make this so terrible and so against these poor people. They arrive to a village on Sunday mostly, and they convoke in the church. They give the people 3 days to delate, to make delation to each another, and then to start interrogation. All the women, older to from 12 years, and all the youngs, more at 14. And all the suspicious in the prison, and the small Guantanamo prisons, because the radicals, they have been separate and totally isolated. And some years later, the popes publish the bull at extirpandum, authorizing the torture and explaining how these people was judged.
FM, KPFK Los Angeles. You're listening to The Global Village, a special edition of the program today, a conversation with musician Jordi Savall about his latest project, The Forgotten Kingdom, The Cathar Tragedy, out on Alia Vox Harmonia Mundi. Quiero dedicar este programa a mis amigos, mi familia franco-mexicana en Francia, Jérôme Monet, Veronique, Paula y Hugo. Un abrazo de todo corazón. Some final thoughts from Jordi Savall.
Please, remember, but remember with your empathy, with your sensibility, with your spiritual dimension, because music, it's essentially a moment of emotion who goes from your heart to another heart. And this is share the emotions. And I think this is what we try to do simply is to communicate with these people. They have suffered 800 years ago, but at the same time remember the people are suffering today from similar situations. Only if we learn about what happens 800 years ago, we can be more sensitive to what happens today. And we need to be sensitive, because I think if the world today goes like it goes, it's because too many people in the world don't take any responsibility. It's so simple as this. We are not using our sense of responsibility. Everybody's thinking for himself. Sometimes because it's necessary and because there's no other possibility, but how many people, they have a lot of possibilities and they do anything, you know. I think this, the world is what it is because we are too egoistic and we think only in our life, and we say, well, the others will be... The French say, après moi le déluge. It doesn't matter if it's el diluvio universal, ¿no? No pasa nada si dentro de unos años viene el diluvio universal, ya no estaré aquí, ¿no? And this is a terrible position, you know. And for this, I think we have to be responsible for the for the climate, for the against the world. There's so many things you can, if everybody work in his small space, making the life better, the world will go much better also. And the music is one fantastic medium to make the life better.
You're listening to 90.7 FM KPFK Los Angeles, 98.7 Santa Barbara, KPFK.org. I'm Beto Arcos. You've been listening to a conversation with musician, master, historical composer, Jordi Savall. This latest project, a 3-CD set with a book translated into 7 languages, including the language of the Cathars in Occitani, in Occitan. It's called The Forgotten Kingdom, The Cathar Tragedy, The Crusade Against the Albigensians. It's La Capella Real de Catalunya, his ensemble Esperion 21, Montserrat Figueras on vocals, Pascal Martin, Marc Moyon, Luis Villamajó, Furio Sanasi. It's out on Alia Vox Harmonia Mundi. Very special thanks to Stephanie Jacobson and Sarah Folger from Harmonia Mundi for their help in setting up the interview with Jordi Savall. Thank you to Jesse Wood in studio today and Maggie Lapique for support today on this program. I'm Beto Arcos. Thank you for listening.